Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. U.S. futures are pointing to a marginally higher open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened in the negative territory following broad weakness in Asia. U.S. dollar has rallied with the biggest move versus Japanese yen. Treasury yields are now mixed with short end down and long end flat after being higher across the board earlier. Crude oil is down, gold is up, and other commodities are also supported. On a macro front, there are no big directional drivers in play ahead of next week's key central bank policy meetings. Bank CEOs have warned at Goldman Sachs conference over recessionary concerns, but the labor market and consumer resilience has played into the higher-for-longer narrative and upside risk to terminal rate forecasts. With that, the Reserve Bank of India hiked base rate by 35 basis points and signaled that it would continue its fight against inflation. APAC markets underperformed in today's session on disappointment over a leaked 2023 GDP growth target for China of just 5%. The country has pledged a targeted and forceful monetary policy to promote growth next year, in another signal that Beijing is shifting its stance towards growth. However, the optimistic reopening tones have been tempered by weak economic data, this time with November exports contracting at a faster than expected pace. Imports also fell as domestic demand remained constrained by lockdowns. More on the data front, Australian GDP growth weakened by more than expected. Its consumer growth also slowed. Italy's October retail sales fell short of expectations. The Swiss jobless rate rose as expected in November to 2%. Norway's October manufacturing production and Sweden's October industrial production each came in lower than consensus. The UK house prices fell in November at the fastest rate in 14 years. Key focus on the US macro calendar today includes the Q3 productivity and Q3 unit labor costs, as well as the October consumer credit, the weekly mortgage purchase applications, and weekly crude inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the US today are Brown-Forman and Campbell Soup. They're posting results before the open. In corporate news, Microsoft President Brad Smith will meet FTC's three Democratic members today to discuss the Activision Blizzard merger deal. Microsoft has also reportedly entered into a 10-year commitment to bring Call of Duty to Nintendo following the merger. Carvana creditors have signed a cooperation agreement to prevent infighting. Sources tell Bloomberg that Apollo and Pacific Investment Management are among those who have agreed to be bound to act together in an act intended to prevent the fights that have interfered with other debt restructurings. Asian equities ended lower on Wednesday on worries that Beijing would consider a growth target of just 5% next year. Hong Kong fell more than 3% with a sharp decline in the afternoon session. The mainland benchmarks were also lower. Japan and Australia both went down. South Korea and Taiwan also finished with modest losses. Southeast Asia all went lower. India was also down. European equity markets have opened lower and are now mixed. In regional news, UK Prime Minister Sunak is coming under pressure to accelerate anti-strike legislation amid the biggest wave of industrial action since 1989. Downing Street has argued that giving in to union demands would lock in inflation for an even longer period, but some also worry that if strikes continue, the economy will suffer more supply shocks and staff shortages, and might underpin price pressures and make BOE's inflation fight all the more difficult. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. Market Preview for Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.